darn it. I was so mesmerized by Kim Gordon's news that I just completely lost it.
It was a great newscast, and you were just kind of so involved.
I was just listening to her mellifluous tones.
Yeah, she's good, isn't she?
Yeah, I wanted
to keep
good. Listening. I wanted more.
No, the
Thursday.
News, yeah, well.
Wednesday. No, what is today?
Wednesday.
Damn it.
Do you want to try it again?
Start all over. I'm stopping
it. Start it over.
All right.
Because that's a bad way to start. Here it comes. Want Kim to close off a news story first, or are you good to this one?
I'm good.
All right.
Wednesday.
That was better. I thought that was a lot better. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the bonus hour.
Bonus 20.
Tonight, today, because of White Sox baseball, it's a shortened version. Doesn't mean we're going to try any less hard as usual. I mean, we're going to still give it our all.
Nah.
Not really? No?
I'm not.
No? All right. So listen in, enjoy, stop by the studio. We'd love to see you.
How do they get up here?
Wear a disguise.
Just the big nose and glasses?
Come dressed. It's Tribune Towers, so come dressed as a news journalist, right? You look like you got some reason to be up in the tower, and then just come on by and say hello. We would sure love to see you.
James Shields on the mound today?
Yeah, James Shields. Yeah, he'll be pitching for the White Sox.
I love Yoan Moncada. Can I just say that?
You a fan of his?
Big time.
Yeah? He seems to be an up-and-coming star.
It's pretty cute.
Yep. Did you see this picture that's all over the internet? You get the internet at your house?
On a good day.
There's a photograph on that internet, Wendy. Plug in your internet and press the go button, and then you will see a picture of these guys playing basketball in Louisiana who did something really nice. These are a bunch of boys. It doesn't say their ages, but my guess is somewhere around 15 or 16, right?
And usually kids that age are kind of jerky.
They can be. Yeah, they can be. So what's happening in this photograph is these guys are outside playing basketball in Louisiana on a basketball court, and a funeral procession goes by, and the boys stop playing basketball, and they kneel down. They do that kind of one-knee kneel down, and they bow their heads, and they did this in reverence to the person who is no longer alive. It's a show of respect.
Did they know the person?
They did not.
Oh,
they had
that's
no
even
idea
sweeter.
Who that was. And people are baffled by it because they said, this is extremely out of the ordinary. You know, kids have this reputation now as being very self-serving and non-caring about anybody but themselves. And these guys proved otherwise. These guys said, no, somebody has lost their life. They didn't know the backstory. They have no idea who it is. So in tribute to this person, this unnamed person, we're going to show some respect. Stop playing basketball, kneel down, bow your heads until it goes by. Isn't that nice?
That is unbelievably
very, very nice. It's very nice. Now, here's what it reminded me of. I went to a Catholic school. I went to St. Damien. And whenever an ambulance would go by, like if we were in class in St. Damien and an ambulance went by, if we were in a class that was being taught by a nun, which was about half the time, St. Damien was broke up, I would say 50% were nuns, maybe a little higher, maybe 55 or 60%, and the others were...
Just publics?
Yeah, we had publics
really?
Teaching us. We had mostly nuns, but then some other teachers who were not nuns.
They were all
people
of the cloth.
No. Some people didn't have any cloths at all. They were clothless. So the nuns, upon an ambulance, as soon as they would hear an ambulance off in the distance, they would stop whatever they were doing, the room would grow silent, and the nun would bow her head down and say a prayer.
I did not go to a Catholic school, and ever since I've been a little girl, I see an ambulance go by, and I make the sign of the cross, and I hope they're all right. And something that meant the world to me is watching my kids do that.
They do it,
not
too.
Not knowing I was looking at them, and I just was I've taught them something nice. I just said, I hope they're okay.
Wow.
That's
interesting.
I don't know why I've done that, but I've done that forever.
For us, at St. Damien, I can't speak for everybody, but then I went to, so it was a Catholic grade school for 8 years, and then I went to a public high school. I went to Oak Forest High School. And then when the teachers didn't do that, it kind of threw me. I wasn't religious at all, and I didn't think at the time, I know this sounds, for somebody who's very religious, I'm sure this is an insult, and I don't mean it to be, but I'd always think to myself, I'm not positive that Sister Janet's prayer for this person is what's going to get them over the hump. Like, is God saying...
Really? I think if you have a nun praying for you, it could get you over the hump.
That's a lot of points.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Did Loyola win the championship?
That was not life or death, Bill. Come on. God's busy.
So God's priority list is person in ambulance, then NCAA basketball.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the way it should be.
You know, speaking of a funeral procession, I was going down LaGrange Road in Countryside last week.
Yeah.
And there was, it struck me as bizarre. It must have been like 3:30 or 4 o'clock on a weekday because my son Dylan was in the car with me. And a funeral procession was coming by. Now, I guess what popped into my head is this is a weird time for a funeral procession.
They have them at all. I mean, not all hours.
But I guess
very few 3 a.m. funeral processions. But I've participated in
and, on a weekday though.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
seemed like a weird time to me on a weekday. Usually, you have morning mass, and then you go to the cemetery, and that's where the procession goes. This was 3:30 or 4 in the afternoon.
I've done a couple of those.
And a procession was coming through, going down LaGrange Road, a very busy thoroughfare.
Right, sure.
And there was a cab that was part of the...
I've never seen that.
I haven't either, so that caught my eye.
I've never seen an Uber in one either, have you?
Yeah, I bet...
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, they just would have a sticker on their car, but a lot of people do that just...
I've never seen a big wheel in one. Have you ever seen a big wheel?
You win. No.
I would like, when I die, I would like a
I'll
single
do it.
File line.
I'll get this fat ass
dozen,
on a big wheel just for you.
Not just one, though. I want a dozen
oh,
big
no.
wheels.
Now you're pushing it.
And I want Shriners behind them with sparklers.
On I the think, magic carpet?
If there's a magic carpet, yeah.
It's not going to happen. Just,
I would like
please,
that.
I don't want to be in... Jasmine, I can't be in charge of his funeral procession.
Come on.
And don't waste Terry's time with this crap.
Oh, Terry's not coming. She's already told me she wants nothing to do with it. She's got book club that day.
All right. That's so funny. All right. So Dylan and I are at the stoplight, and it's the procession is coming towards us. So going down LaGrange Road, and I see a cab, and that's what kind of caught my eye. Like, that's peculiar, and
it
its
is.
Lights were flashing, and it had a funeral
really?
Sticker on it.
Oh.
He must have been, a cab driver and on his break. He knew this person. It was just weird. It was a weird time. And what struck me as even weirder is there was a giant gap in between that cab and the next car.
Why would that have been?
Because they couldn't keep up. Sometimes people don't follow in a procession very carefully, and there's like a gap.
Yeah, right.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
The light changed. So the people that were coming, there was already a gap. So I'm going the opposite direction, but the light changed, was red for me.
Yeah.
The light was red for them.
Right.
But all of a sudden, the intersecting street, some woman went to go.
Oh, no.
And slammed on her brakes.
No.
There was almost, then she realized what was going on. But I'm sorry, if you have a gap like that and the light has turned red, you don't get to just blow that red light.
See, the way it's designed is that procession has the right of way,
bumper
but if there's a
bumper.
Huge gap, then I think
how
all bets are off.
How do you know it's a procession then?
Well, they still have the funeral sticker.
But Bill, there was a gap enough for the light to change. So then this car is coming up and this woman was proceeding.
Yeah, right.
Through a green
light. I don't blame
light.
Her.
I don't either.
She...
And she slammed on the brakes.
Wow.
Put up, thankfully in time, put up her hands in exasperation and figured out, oh, it's a funeral. And then the cars after that were fine. But that gap.
That could have been deadly.
Yes. So then I said to Dylan, if there's a gap, they don't get the right of way. And Dylan goes, I'm in driver's ed right now. And they taught us that a funeral procession gets to go through a red light. And I said, if it's indeed a procession. If it's cars one by one by one by one.
So what would you say the distance was between the cab and the next car? How many feet roughly would you say it was?
25 to 30 feet.
Oh, that's a tough call.
If it
that's
was.
Right, that's.
Put it this way. The car in front was already through the intersection.
The one with the guest of honor.
Well, no, this was in the middle of the procession. It's like it had been going for a while. Say this was car 25.
Car 25, where are you?
Car 25 cleared the intersection, but then car 26 was about 50 feet back.
Okay.
So then the light had changed red, right. And car 26 just said, well, I got to catch up to that
right.
guy. The whole point...
Oh, that could have been awful.
It almost was. I mean, I almost saw that, and then I got mad because it's like that car would have been pushed right into me.
Right.
I'm just sitting there waiting.
I'm surprised there aren't more mishaps.
Me too.
I mean, every once in a while you hear about one, but it's not as frequent because the rules that you have in your head every day for normal road traffic are just out the window during a funeral procession.
And then somebody cut in between them. Somebody turned right on red in between them because there was a little bit of a gap.
Oh.
It's like, first of all, I have respect for the funeral procession, but you've got to keep up with that car in front of you.
I've been to several funerals where the funeral director will say, make sure during the funeral procession you don't leave any gaps.
Right.
You want to make sure
that reason.
Yeah, yeah.
And in the old days, Dylan explained to me as he's taking driver's ed, the whole reason for the procession was this was before Google Maps and everything.
It's so no one got lost.
Yeah, so you'd know how to get to the cemetery.
But now you could just type it in
exactly.
Right. So they should do away with the funeral procession.
The procession is fine. I get it. But you have to stay pretty much bumper to bumper with the car in front of you.
Yeah.
And if there's a gap and you approach an intersection and there's 20 feet or more in front of you and it's red, you got to stop and then try and catch up later.
Should there be a limit on how long a funeral procession is?
No, because that's a popularity contest. I want as many cars as possible for mine.
Hmm. I've been in a couple where they're unworldly.
Yeah.
You just go, when does this end? It's like a train that just doesn't ever end.
Right.
You know? But you can't feel bad about it because it's a sad circumstance.
And,
right?
You know, it's better that you're alive and waiting than the alternative.
Didn't George Carlin used to do a joke about a traffic accident in a funeral procession? He goes, 13 are dead, not counting the fellow that was already dead.
Yeah.
Right.
That's true. But it was scary to me, and I understand the fear for that person, car 26, that, oh my God, I am so far behind car 25, but the light turned red, I can't, what do I do? But you don't,
that's pretty dangerous. Yeah, yeah,
it was very scary.
Very scary, very scary. So if you want to see this picture, I think we can put this up on our either Facebook and or Instagram account, right? We now have an Instagram account for people who don't know. And you're very excited about this.
Well,
this is the new wave of social media, this Instagram, although it's been around for years, right?
Yeah, but Bill, here's the deal. You and I are old. I mean, let's face it.
Right.
I don't like to admit this, but I have to just come right
out and
Instagram,
say it. I'm on Theragran. it's just like it. It's a multi-supplement.
That was really good. See, these are
Thanks.
Funny little
I don't know
quips.
What it means.
These are funny little quips you could put on Twitter if you were on Twitter.
Who has time?
See, Facebook was fun at the beginning, and now really kids aren't using it. It's all old people that
are. Is that true?
Yeah.
There's no kid on Facebook anymore, or just very few?
They're on Facebook, but I just know my teenage boys are more on Instagram and Snapchat.
Yeah.
And
right.
That's because we, as parents, got on Facebook and
then
kids...
it stopped being cool.
Right.
Yeah.
So young kids today are using Instagram. Jasmine, would you say that that's a pretty acceptable explanation? That once parents got on Facebook, kids didn't want to be on it anymore?
I don't think it was that. I think, well, part of that, I guess. But one of the things with Instagram that I like is just pictures. Like, people post their opinions on Facebook like it's Twitter, and they don't know the difference between Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
But
when young people want to get together, Jasmine, and discuss their love for Frank Sinatra, where do they go?
Twitter.
Okay.
I like Twitter. I'm sick of Facebook. I'm telling you, I'm going back to MySpace.
Is that true?
I got a
You're a trailblazer.
I got a password, but I will be back on.
Was the guy that always welcomed you, was his name Tom? They showed some guy with an awkward kind of a side shot.
Yes.
Hi, I'm Tom. Oh, Tom's on it.
But he's the guy who invented it.
Oh, is that who he is? I thought they just got a model. They got a real guy.
Yeah, if they got a model, wouldn't they get someone who was less
dorky? No, because they wanted to seem like, look, people like us are on this. Look at this guy. He's on it.
I think
Tom's on MySpace.
I think that was the guy who did it.
But then did he switch to another form of social media? Like, you know, the telephone guy that belonged to one telephone company, now he belongs to another telephone company? You know that guy?
Yeah. I can hear you now, that guy.
That guy, Paul.
He's not going to make me switch companies, I got to tell you. People are telling him that. That's a lie.
I like now that spokespeople, like in the old days when we were kids, if you were the spokesperson for a product, it was like a really handsome, dashing guy, you know? You know what I mean? Like the FTD Flower guy. Or Mr. Clean.
Although I'm thinking of Mr. Whipple and the Maytag.
Oh, Mr. Whipple wasn't.
Repairman wasn't right, really.
No, he wasn't. But now it's like the insurance lady.
Jan.
Yeah.
No, Jan is from Toyota and she's pregnant. Jan from Toyota is pregnant.
You said that like, so we must stop buying Toyotas.
No, I love Toyotas. I have Toyotas, but we got to know Jan from watching all the Toyota commercials. And then
now she's pregnant?
We looked and we're like, oh, Jan's having a baby. Oh. It's like we know her. Then there's Flo.
Flo from Progressive, right?
And then there's, I guess, Paul.
Paul.
It's sick that you know his name.
It's Paul.
I refuse to remember it. I can't remember anyone's name in the world. Why should I remember his?
I don't know.
He's not worthy of me remembering it. I'm sorry.
He's not the one that got the Toyota girl pregnant, is he?
No.
That would be scandalous.
No, Thomas Anderson is the American co-founder of the social networking website MySpace. He founded in 2003 with Krista Wolf. And hi, I'm Tom. That's him.
Yeah, that's
Tom Anderson.
Very welcoming.
We have to take a break.
All right, a break, and then we'll close things off. So stay here. It's Bill and Money on WGN.
Wow, this music means it's time for us to go. We have an abbreviated show today.
Yes.
Is this the Cliff Notes version?